こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、カリフォルニア州立大学の研究で、おしっこを我慢している時ほど人はうまく嘘がつけることが分かりました。実験では45分前に5杯の水を飲んだグループと5口の水を飲んだグループに、それぞれ社会問題に対する自分の意見について嘘をついてもらいました。膀胱に水が溜まっているグループはより詳細で複雑な嘘をスラスラと述べ、嘘をついている時に人間が出してしまうサインもあまり出しませんでした。嘘をつく時、人間は脳の抑制に関する部分を作動させ、真実を言わないように自分を抑制します。おしっこを我慢している時はすでに脳の抑制部分が稼働しているため、嘘もつきやすくなると専門家は分析しています。
In a study by California State University, researchers found that people tend to be better liars when their bladders are full. The researchers had participants lie about their positions on social issues, either drinking 5 glasses of water or 5 sips of water 45 minutes prior. They observed that participants with full bladders were more able to producecomplex and convincing lies and were less likely to display typical tells associated with lying. The study reinforces a theory regarding what is called the inhibitory spillover effect, where someone who is engaged in a form of self-control, like controlling their bladder, will perform better in other aspects of self-control as well.
そう、面白いよね。だからバレない嘘をつきたいときはいっぱい水飲んでからやった方がいいってことだよね。
What other sort of self-control you think would?
わかんない。なんかね、この inhibitory spillover effect っていうのが他にもいっぱい例があるのかなと思ってググったんだけど、全然この研究ばっかりが出てきちゃって、よくわかんなかった。
What about like controlling your heart rate or something like that?
あとあれだ。なんだっけ、会社でカップケーキを我慢、なんか食べないようにしようと思って我慢すると、後で家に帰ってからもアイスが食べたくなるみたいな、 なんかね、はい、なんかそういう例も出てきて、それなんかちょっとこれと違う気がしてよく分かんなかったんだよね。でも最近大人になってから嘘ついてる？嘘つく時ある？
You know, this reminds me of there's like some famous comedian in the United States who some like 10 years ago, I forget his name, but he told everyone that he used to work for Goldman Sachs, which is an investment bank.
Right.
And that he was at ground zero during 9/11.
Okay.
Like he said he was either in the towers or like in that area. Well, someone called him out recently saying like, hey, you never worked at Goldman Sachs. There's no record of that. It might have been a different bank, but
okay.
You never worked at one of these investment banks, and you were never at ground zero on 9/11. So he came out with this formal apology like,
恥ずかしい。
like, yeah, I was never at ground zero during 9/11. Like, why would you?
ね、なんで言ったのそんなの?
Yeah, so like, it's this idea that, you know, if you, someone who lies like that,It maybe you'll get away with it for 10 years, but eventually,
そうね。
You know,
まあバレちゃうよね。
And even if it doesn't come out, you're just putting a burden on yourself that whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think everyone tells lies when they're like really young. I remember,
そうね。
Like when I was in elementary school, I said something weird, like I fought a bear or something. Like someone asked me like how I got hurt, and I was like embarrassed of the like real story.
Yeah.
Like I just fell on the stairs or something. And I, for some reason, I said something weird. Like
I still remember like 一番生まれて初めて、こう嘘をついたことを怒られた時の記憶。もう多分幼稚園の頃だと思う。多分だからもう4歳とか。
Who got mad at you?
Well, no one got really mad at me, but なんか友達と話してる時に、なんか友達が動物を飼ってるって言ってたんだよね。で、うちは動物が何もいなくて、なんかその勢いでうちウサギがいるよって言っちゃったの。で、そんなこと忘れてて全然。 そしたらその子がお母さんにマミちゃんちウサギ飼ってるんだってって言って、でもその子のお母さんがうちのお母さんにあマミちゃんちウサギ飼ってるんでしょって言って、でなんか夜ご飯の時になんかあの本当のことじゃないことを言ったんじゃないみたいな風にやんわり、
うん、
こう詰められたんだけど覚えてなくて、そのこと自体をでなんかえ何がみたいな言ったら、 My mom was like、 まあなんかそういう悪いことしたっていう意識ないかもしれないけど、そのウサギがいるって言ったでしょみたいな感じに言われて、yeah. I was so embarrassed.
It's like when you're young like that, it's like purely politics and you don't really understand how it works, you know?
Yeah.
It's like really、short term thinking.
そうなの。そう、別になんかね、何があって言ったわけじゃなくてポロって言っちゃったんだけど。
What was the rabbit's name?
I don't. It wasn't even an elaborate lie. It was just like, oh, I have a rabbit. That was it. So, それがでもすごい覚えてる。だから人生で初めて、
yeah.
あの busted だった瞬間。
yeah.
でも大人になるとそんなね嘘つくような状況にならないからな。若いそれこそ中高生とかの時の方が、mm. なんか何してたのとかさ言われて。本当は男の子と遊んでたけど友達と遊んでたとかそういうのはあったかもしれないけど。
I think it starts when like your parents ask you something like did you take a cookie or did you you know like you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you're like you're kind of starting to get smart. You kind of think that you're getting clever.
そうだね。
So you're you know it's like oh they won't like I didn't know I didn't take a cookie. But you had like five and it's obvious. You know like that kind of
right,
a situation.
Right. まあ可愛いよねそれぐらいだったら。
Yeah.
だから大人になってからさっきの人みたいにさ GS で働いてましたとかそういう意味わかんない嘘を言っちゃうとさなんかもうみんなも like why みたいな。
It's childish. It's completely yeah. childish, I think.
Yeah, I guess. あんまりそういうのないよね。その誰かに嘘をつかれるとかも、まあ、気づいてないだけかもしれないけど、あんまりないかな。
Yeah, there's something about, like, as I get older, it's like, I can't, it's very hard to respect someone who can't tell the truth. You know what I mean?
そうだね。Yeah.あの大人になると友達とか選べるじゃん。その学校で毎日会わなきゃいけないとかがないからさ、そういう変な人はもう全部いらない。もう別にね会わなきゃいいだけだから、どんどん平和にならない。なんか No drama, no weird as in like そういう悪い意味の weirdness、yeah. とかなんか Why would you do that? みたいな感じの人は。
I think there's been sort of a shift in society, like the way that we view lying too, because these days people who lie or people that are dishonest are called out so quickly by yeah. the internet.
Yeah.
You know, and all the information, like the truth about things is on the internet more, you know, for the most part. So if someone says something that's not true, other people can immediately Google that. Whereas in the past, like you couldn't Google that there were all kinds of tall tales and this and that, but now it's like, you know, people, everyone knows about Snopes, you know, like Snopes.com is like this debunking
okay.
website that a lot of people use.
Okay. まあ日本もね、なんか野々村議員とかさ、まあそれこそ去年はいろいろあったじゃん。なんかその大人の嘘がいろいろバレちゃうみたいな変なトレンド。
Yeah, what's going on in the minds of people like Obokata or Samuragochi or, you know, these sorts of characters?
I don't know. だから、まあ、そんな大ごとになると思ってないんでしょうね、もちろん。その嘘ついちゃってる時。だからそれこそウサギ飼ってたよぐらいのさ、まあちょっとしたなんかポロみたいなのがだんだんこう大きくなっちゃって。
I don't know.
なんかもう取り返し。もう取り返しがつかないみたいなさ、うん、でもその時にこう嘘がバレてない時になんかやったバレてないよっしゃーって思って平気なのか、それとも逆にはこんなことになっちゃったどうしようっていうふうに苦しんでるのか、それも人によるよねきっと。
When I heard about that I can't believe I can't remember that guy's name, but the 9/11 thing, that guy that said he was there on 9/11, like I just felt like sorry for him, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not really like mad. I'm just like,
まあ怒りはしないよね、そりゃこっちは。
You know,
怒るようなことじゃないよね。
That's just sad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, what, what's wrong? Like, what, you know, like, tell me. って感じ。逆になんか、どうしたの？なんか、何があってそれ言っちゃったのかなっていう、なんか好奇心のみしか湧いてこない。怒りとかではないよね。Cause it's like, 怒ってもしょうがないもんね。もう言っちゃったんだもん。Yeah, it's funny. 次。オレゴン州立大学の研究で、アメリカだけで毎日少なく見積もっても8兆個のマイクロビーズが海に放出されていることが判明し、海の生態系を破壊しているとして科学者たちが全国的な法規制を求めています。マイクロビーズは石鹸、歯磨き粉、洗顔料などに含まれているプラスチック粒子です。毒性のある化学物質を吸収したマイクロビーズを海の生き物が餌と間違えて食べ、最終的には食物連鎖で人間に帰ってきています。
A new study by Oregon University has found that more than 8 trillion microbeads are being released into the ocean every day. Scientists concerned for their impact on the environment are calling for regulation of these beads at the federal level. Microbeads are tiny plastic grains put into soap, toothpaste, face soap, and various other consumer products. In addition to harming ecosystems, these harmful microbeads are consumed by sea animals that mistake them for food.And they inevitably enter the human food supply.
そう、マイクロビーズってまあ数年前ぐらいから結構話題になってるよね。
Mm.
あのすごい研磨剤なんだけど、まあいろんなものに入ってて、この魚が食べちゃうだけじゃなくて、なんかサンゴがマイクロビーズを吸収しちゃうと、なんか体の中に詰まっちゃって栄養が取れなくなって餓死しちゃうんだって。
Mm.
とか、まあいろいろ本当にいろんな生き物に影響があるっていう。で、この8兆個のマイクロビーズが海に流れてるっていうのも、最終的に海に流れてるのが8兆個で、下水に流れてるのはもうその100倍ぐらいあるだろうっていうエスティメートだった。だからもう何、800兆個のマイクロビーズが毎日下水に流れてるっていう計算。
So, they're just too small to be filtered? Like, what's going on exactly?
そう、なんか急、だからそのほとんどは一応ちゃんと下水場で捕まってるんだけど、ただ全体の量が多いし、なんか軽いから入っちゃうんだって。入っちゃうとか出ちゃう、うん、外に。なんか怖いよねこれ。あの日本では規制されてないから、アメリカだと一応州によってはダメな州も出てきている。
I had this in my shower.
何これ、ウーの資生堂ダブルスクラブ配合。これあ、ポリエチレン入ってますね。
<Yeah?
S 1> うん、もうこれ使っちゃダメだ。
so how many are in like one of these?
P&G だけどっかの製品で1個で30万個とか、なんかねすごい量が入ってるんだよね。
Hmm.
で、どうやって見ればいいかって、この表成分のとこにポリエチレンとかポリウレタン、ポリアクリル酸とかって書いてあるやつは、うん、まあ、つまりプラスチックのこういうちっちゃいビーズ、研磨剤が入ってますっていうこと。
そっか。Throw this shit away.
Yeah, throw this away. Fuck 資生堂。ツルツル肌へって書いてるけどね。だからつまりこのプラスチックで顔をゴシゴシこすってるっていうことだから、肌にもいいわけはないと思うんだけどね。うん、
But you know, there's a lot of. I mean, this stuff is really popular. Almost all the brands have this sort of a face scrub.
そうなんだよ。
thing, right?
そうなんだ。だからまあ800兆個。
Like body soaps too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Body soap にも入ってる。そう、石鹸にも入ってるよ。
They can't use something other than plastic for this?
なんかね、アメリカではそのちょっと規制が始まってるから、大手の会社は今後その食物の種、種子。とかに、まあ、あの切り替えていくみたいなことを言ってる。
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, なんかそこまでして顔スクラブしなくていいよって感じじゃない？こんなサンゴが餓死してるとかさ。
You know, it's crazy that we put anything in the ocean like this.
Yeah, そう、だから人間でも食べないようなものを海に流して魚に食べさせてるっていう究極の自己中状態みたいな感じ。
Imagine if you were raising your own fish, right?
Oh yeah.
And then you would just, you know, put all sorts of toxins in the water that you're raising the fish in.
そうだよ。だから水槽に歯磨き粉入れるみたいな。Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's crazy.
そうなの。だからね、なんかあのスクラブとかだと最近さ、ほら DIY 流行ってるじゃん。 あの特にアメリカとかだとさ何でも自分で作りましょうみたいな、うん、オーガニックとかだからスクラブだったら砂糖とかさ塩とかでもちろん代替できるし石鹸とかもオリーブオイルとかなんかで作ったりとかだからまあ別になくても困るようなもんじゃないんだよね人間的には
This story kind of reminded me of Chinese I read something recently that in China they're making fake rice
Oh yeah
like, They're making rice out of plastic
Yeah 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 すごいよね Plastic だったっけ? I thought it was paper
I thought it was plastic.
でもなんかさ気づかないで食べてたっていうのも不思議だったんだけどそれが私は。
How bad is your rice that you can't tell the difference?
本当だよね。不思議すぎる。
You know, plastic or paper rice and that.
いやなんかそのさなんていうの言ってよって感じ。この大きい何そういう製作会社とか何こういうまあプロダクツ作ってるとこもそうだし食料品とかもさ、そうなんかバレなきゃ何でもいいみたいな。ことじゃないじゃんもはや
We can't just pretend that this isn't Like they know what they're doing
そうなの、いや、そうなんだよね
So don't, you know, don't trick people into doing something that they, you know, have no interest in contributing to like this
そう、まあだから消費者の人がこういうの分かってるの大事だよねこのウノもそうだけどさあこんなポリエチレン入ってるんだ資生堂ダメだなみたいな感じでみんながさ買わなければ別に
Because what happens is these companies get called out for it at some point.
Yeah.
You know, by people like us or whoever, and then it ends up hurting them.
そう。
You know, so.
そういうの多分増えていくよね。今後そういうなんか環境に悪いことしてる会社がはもう何ネット内なんなりでねそうやって言われちゃうから。まあテレビはねスポンサーでついてたりするかなかなか言わないかもしれないけど。
Yeah.
ネットとかだったらね別に言えるから
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer
ね、結構使ってあるしねこれ良かった
Yeah, well, it wasn't worth it
Right Yeah, そうだね、
yeah.
次、西オーストラリア大学が行った複数の実験で男性は女性の顔写真を見るだけでその女性が浮気するかどうか予測できる時があることが分かりました一人の女性の写真を見せて浮気しそうかどうかを当ててもらうと全然正解しませんでしたしかし二人の女性の写真を同時に見せて浮気しそうな方を選んでもらうと正解率は上がり偶然とは言えない成果でした全身の写真ではなく顔写真を見た時のみ正解率が上がりまた女性が魅力的かどうかはあまり関係ありませんでした。
According to several experiments conducted by researchers from Western Australia, Western Australia University, men were able to determine the faithfulness of women based solely on photographs of their faces. While respondents were unable to judge faithfulness based on a single photograph, when they were shown two women at once, they were able to select the one that was less faithful.Respondents were able to do this to a statistically significant degree. The success of respondents did not hold when shown full-body photographs, and it appears that their perceived attractiveness of the women in the photos was unrelated to how they rated their faithfulness.
そう、まあなんか 57% の確率とかそんな感じだったから、別になんていうの、絶対当たってるとかっていうふうには言えないけど、まあ昔からその。なんとなくこの人チャラそうとかって言うじゃん人がだからそれは、まあ、必ずしもあの嘘っていうわけではないみたいなことを言ってたよ、
What sort of controls or were there any controls on these women's appearances? Were they wearing makeup? Are they wearing jewelry? Do you know about that aspect
of it? I don't know actually
Because I'm kind of curious in likeYou know, is there what's being identified? Is it a genetic component or how these girls kind of, you know, are expressing themselves?
なんかね、逆の実験は昔からあるらしくて、その女性が男性が浮気そうかどうか見分けるみたいな。でもそれも似たような結果らしいんだよね。だから男女共にっていうことだと思うんだけど、ね、何をもって判断してるんだろうね。こう比べた時にこの人とこの人みたいな。でもたまにさ浮気する人ばっかりと付き合う人いない？なんか毎回浮気されてるみたいな。 とか毎回なんか奥さんが実はいたとかさばっかりみたいな
It does seem like I hear people
Right?
Like people identify themselves as that
person
that gets
the same pattern yeah. every single time.
But you know, people tend to have a certain type or a certain,
I guess,
like what they're attracted to, like yeah. personality traits that they're attracted to.
そうだね、
you
まあね、
know, can backfire for a lot of people.
Yeah, I guess so. Like I always avoid guys who are super social. Like who have like so many female friends and you know always at parties とか so you know
why is that
I don't know well I'm not really like that yeah. either so I maybe that's why huh. I don't know あとなんか誰にでも優しいみたいな誰にでも優しくて誰とでも仲いい人ってなんかじゃあ別に自分じゃなくてもいいっていうかっていう感じかな。そうすると、あんまりそういうすごいチャラい人とは。
Do you think that's a winning strategy?
I don't know. Because I'm sure like there are people who are, you know, like social butterflies and but won't cheat.
I think I'm kind of the opposite. I don't know. Just historically, I tend to date girls who are super social and have a lot of friends and
right
and interact with a lot of different people.
What about female friends? Like do they not have a lot of female friends? Cuz I feel like that's some sign.
yeah. What sort of sign is that?
で、なんかその同性の友達があんまりいない。
Yeah.
なんか男の友達があんまりいない男とか女にあんま人気がない女の子とかはあんまりなんか I get really skeptical like
yeah.
what's wrong with you みたいな like why don't your friends like you like what, tell me みたいな
well
I don't know
I don't think that's the case but you know maybe the ratio is headed that way typically but for me it's like I'm not a super social person I don't have a lot of like superficial relationships with people, you know.
Right.
I don't. I have like close friends, and that's kind of it. I don't really care about the periphery.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I'm kind of attracted to these people that can do what I can't do.
Opposites attract.
Like
the other ですね.
Start conversations with people they don't know, like out of nowhere. Like
yeah.
that sort of. I don't understand that.
Right.
So it's kind of like a weird, it's like magic to me.
Okay.
you know?
そっか.
I don't know. It's a...
でもね、そう、顔を見てっていうの、これ本当にビデオとかじゃなくて顔写真だけだから、それの何を見て判断しているのかっていうのを多分もっと研究しないと分かんないだろうけど、ね、どの部分、どういう特徴があるっていうのをさ、無意識に見てるんだろうね。
Yeah, I kind of wonder, like, if, you know, if you were put next to some other girl and were part of this experiment, how you would be selected. You know what I mean?
そうだね。とかさ、like, I've cheated, でもすごい昔。そういう場合はさ、どうなんだろうね。Like, does my face change into, like, a faithful person face? Or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I think people do change. I mean, was there a certain age that all these subjects were at? You know, like that?
Yeah, なんかね、その二人の女性を並べてるときは確かだいたい同じ年代にしてたはず。だいたい。でも変わるよね。あ、なんか浮気する人は常に浮気するみたいなさ。Once a cheater, always a cheater みたいな言うけど、
There's a lot of sayings like that. Like, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife kind of, you know, that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, but I disagree from my own experience. Because it's like, you know, when you're young, you just want to see the world and kind of experiment. And sometimes you're in a relationship when you don't even need one. You know what I mean?
I don't know what the face thing is. I have people tell me that they think I'm charai, like, constantly, but I don't really think I am at all. Like, I'm pretty conservative.
なんでだろうね。私はマイケル別にチャラく見えない、チャラく見えると思わないけど。
You've known me for a while though.
最初どう思ったか忘れちゃった。チャラいと思ったかな。でもあんまりさ、なんかこうペラペラ自分のこと喋らないじゃん、そうするとちょっとさミステリアスっていうかさ、なんか何してんだろうこの人みたいな、わかんないじゃん。だからかもね。だからなんかすごい、なんか大量に女の子がいるのかもしれないけど、それわかんないじゃん。
Yeah, I've like people I just meet say that to me, like, oh, you're probably messing around with like so many girls or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like totally not true. Unfortunately,
わかんないもんだよね。
次。On Tuesday, a U.S. federal judge ruled that the copyright to the song Happy Birthday is invalid. The judgment came after a filmmaker challenged the copyright in an effort to be able to use the song without paying royalties. The folk song is over 100 years old, and it is the most popular song in the world, having been translated into many languages.
火曜日にアメリカの連邦裁判所が Happy Birthday の歌に関する著作権は無効だとの判断を下しました。これまで映画などでハッピーバースデーの歌を使用する場合には使用料が発生しており、これを疑問視した映画制作者が裁判所に訴えていました。この歌は100年以上昔に作られたもので、世界で最も有名な歌として知られており、いろいろな言語に訳されています。これ使用料発生してたんだね。知ってた？知らないよね。だからいちいち映画でHappy birthday to you って言うたんびにお金が入ってくるってことでしょ。
Well, I've noticed that they avoided this song in many situations for a long time. And so that's why they always play the blind version. Blind version じゃない。 That's kind of the Stevie Wonder version.
Happy birthday to you の方。
Yeah. Like if you go to Hard Rock Cafe or something. Like they'll do that one.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking about. Hard Rock Cafe は絶対そっちだもんね。
Yeah, and all these places are like that. Because I think the license for this original one is big bucks. So, I mean, Warner was making some $2 million a year off of licenses for this song.
Wow.
and it's weird because that's the song that everyone sings.
もともとなんでワーナーがこれを主張してたの？もとは何なの？
I think they got the rights to it from the original producers, who is like this school teacher named Patti Smith Hill, and her sister made this song.
へえ。
And then they got the rights to the lyrics and everything, so you can't even use like the lyrics.
Oh,
which is ridiculous. I mean,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday, dear mommy. You know, like
すごいね。
Yeah.
でも100年ってなんか結構最近じゃない？No.
Yeah, it makes
意外と
makes me wonder what they were singing before that, because people have been having birthdays for a long time.
でもさ、この歌ってさ、ケーキ出てきた時歌うじゃん。
Yeah, turn off the lights.
Right?
The cake comes out with the candles on it.
バースデーケーキっていうコンセプト自体がさ、そんなに古いものじゃないんだよね、きっと。じゃない？そのろうそくでとか。 Isn't it like one of those cake industry, whatever, like Valentine's
Day. I'm afraid it probably is.
Right?
Like, it's like all these things are some corporate bullshit.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Janai?
What have people been doing in Japan traditionally for birthdays?
Japan? 知らない。
You don't know?
正直。
What like, even in like some super inaka place, are they singing happy birthday?
今は、だと思うよ。歌ってると思うよ。だってその代わりになる別に日本語の何かが。
What do you do on your birthday in, you know, in this 1800s in Japan?
I have zero idea.
Really?
なんかほら七五三みたいのはあるけどさ、大人はどうなんだろうね。だからほらなんか厄年とかさ、そういうので年齢を気にするみたいなのは。
Like pre-World War II. That's not that long ago.
Yeah, I don't know. だからあれはあるよね。だからそういう七五三とかその成人式とか、そのなんか節目節目っていうのはなんかそういうイベントごととしてあるけど。
But nothing annually on your birthday.
どうしてたんだろうね。知らない。
It's strange to me that neither of us knows this.
あのテレビでこう110何歳になったおばあちゃんとかさ、たまにあるじゃん。その人にもさバースデーケーキ出してるじゃん。で、はい、ろうそくみたいな。だから。
But from what age?
ね。これはおばあちゃんたちに聞かないと分かんない。これ聞いてるおじいちゃんおばあちゃんたちが教えてくれるかな。ね、どうしてたんだろう。江戸時代とか。誕生日っていうそもそも。
There's no birthday song, right?Is there like a dance or something? With all these omatsuris and all this stuff that goes on, it's weird that there's nothing birthday related that's traditional here.
Yeah.
You just get money?
I don't know. どうしてたんだろうね?
Whatever it is, I want to do the old one for my next birthday.
What if there's no such thing?You're not gonna do anything?
Ah, それでもいいんじゃない? Just chill. 次. Volkswagen has admitted to illegally programming some 11 million of their devices? 11 million of their vehicles manufactured after 2009 with a defeat device that detects when the vehicle is being emissions tested and manipulates the results to cheat the tests.During normal operation, however, the cars are emitting up to 40 times the legal limit of nitrogen oxides permitted by the U.S., a pollutant that can cause or aggravate respiratory disease like emphysema, bronchitis, and asthma, particularly among children and people living near roadways. It can also cause potentially fatal complications among people with heart disease. On the environmental front, it is 300 times more problematic per weight as a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide.Volkswagen has stated that they are setting aside 6.5 billion euros to address the problem. In the wake of these revelations, the company's stock has tanked and CEO Martin Winterkorn has resigned.
Volkswagen が2009年以降に製造した1100万台のディーゼル車において、排気ガスを測るテストを検知して、テストの間だけ排気ガスの量を減らすソフトウェアを入れることで、規制を不正に逃れていたことが分かりました。実際には最大で法的許容量の40倍を上回る窒素酸化物を排出していました。窒素酸化物は道路付近に住む人々に肺気腫、気管支炎、喘息などの呼吸器系疾患を引き起こすとされているほか、心臓疾患がある人の合併症の原因となり、最悪死に至ることもあります。温室効果ガスとしては二酸化炭素のおよそ300倍環境に害を与えるとされています。フォルクスワーゲンはこの問題に対処するために65億ユーロの引き当て金を計上し、マーティン・ウィンターコーン CEO は辞任しています。
Yep, what a massive, fuck up this is.
だからやっぱり嘘はバレるんだよね。
This is a bad one. This is a bad one. I mean, Volkswagen's, what, lost some 25% of their...market cap like overnight. Yeah, it's bad. Volkswagen has been advertising this clean diesel technology of theirs for years. And saying how clean their diesel is and how good it is for the environment.
なんでこんなことになったんだろうね?
Money. Profits over people. That's what it is. It's profits over people.You know?
Yeah, I know, but like, なんていうの、その day-to-day basis, you know, in the office, like, human interactions, like, I wonder how this actually happened. Yeah. なんか東芝の時とかもそうだったけどさ、まあその企業とは言っても人間なわけじゃん。
Well, It appears that Volkswagen is full of shit, because everything that... The way they've been dealing with this crisis, first of all, has been horrible. They were like dismissing all these rumors that Winterkorn was going to resign. He's not going to resign, you know, dismiss all the rumors. And then he resigns. Then they were saying, the German government didn't know anything about this. The German government comes out saying we didn't have any knowledge or involvement in this scandal.
Right.
That also turned out to be bullshit. Now the German government is admitting involvement.
Oh.
Some correspondence came out where there was messages between some government agency and Volkswagen about this. What are they calling it? Defeat device.
Right.
They knew about this. So
okay.
That's a huge mess.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
And now Volkswagen has hired Kirkland and Ellis as their legal representation. Kirkland and Ellis they're the lawyers that represented BP after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
Evil guys.
So it's like, all right, like, you know, just...
Yeah, why not?
Just get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, just stop. It's unbelievable.
This is a PR mess. ちょっと PR 業界の人盛り上がってるよ絶対。ちょっと聞いてみよう。どうなってんのかな。 This is always so exciting. やっぱ自分のクライアントじゃなければさ、 It's just exciting. Like, oh
yeah.
My god, like they're fucking up. Like,
oh, it's bad. It's terrible. And now it's come out that this Martin Winterkorn is getting some what was it? 3.8 billion yen in pension plus plus millions of dollars in severance.
3.8 billion yen. That's like 40 億円ぐらい.
That's a lot of money. It's like, what? So what? You're getting paid all this money that Volkswagen made off of ripping people off and fucking up the environment? Like, you're getting that money? Like, you're supposed to be responsible for this.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Volkswagen is huge. People don't realize how big Volkswagen is, but they own a lot of those other brands. They're the second largest car manufacturer in the world after Toyota.
This is exciting. I have to see what's happening with my Facebook feed with all the PR
the PR stuff is...
This is exciting.
All fun and good, but
I mean,
this is a serious issue, though. You know, it's the emissions of these vehicles was...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For the nitrogen oxides is 40 times higher.
しかも2009年からでしょ?
Yeah.
これさ、なんでバレたの?
I think it was the EPA was doing some investigation on their diesel technology because something was fishy.
Okay.
And the real question is, how have they been able to do this for so long without getting caught?
Right.
Well, the way that they were able to do it is they were actually working with the German government to make it so, you know, to figure out how we can program this thing to pass the tests reliably. They're testing these things on like rollers and stuff. It's not sort of like a dyno, like a dynamometer thing that it's like rollers that you put a car on.
Okay.
So it's not on the road.
Right.
And the car knows when this is going on. So that's how they were able to game this thing with the engine control unit.
そっか.
Really, the EPA should be testing vehicles on the road.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you just test one.
Yeah.
Like, what's so hard about, you know, just take it for a spin.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be real world conditions. Otherwise, you're going to get this sort of crap.
だしさ、その、やっぱり企業側がそういうちゃんとしたさ、こう、理念を持ってるべきじゃない?その、そもそもこれがなんで規制されてるかっていう理由があるわけじゃん、ちゃんとした明確な。だから、その、テストだけ逃れればいいやとかっていう問題じゃない。だから今産地表記とかも言われてるじゃん。その日本で生産されたものじゃなくても 一旦どっか外国から持ってきて日本でちょっとでも加工すればもう国産って言えるとかさ、そういうのもさ、なんかそういう問題じゃないじゃん。なんか人間と人間同士でこう顔を見て物を売ってるちっちゃい商店みたいなところだったらさ、そんな嘘つくかっていう話、そのお客さんの顔を見ながらさ、だからなんか変になっちゃうよね。それで大きい企業になってもうなんていうの、お客さんのことを人として見てないとか、企業も自分が人間だっていうことを忘れちゃうみたいななると、こういう風になっちゃうよね。
うん、
すごいね。でもペンション38億円は、
I feel like there's almost, in a sense, there's like the reverse problem in Japan, where regulations are being used to get, in order to promote the sales of new cars, and just get old cars out of there. It's not really about the emissions, because they have a lot of requirements for things that aren't really related to emissions. For example, I mean, it's very specific, but there's like...systems like the EGR, like exhaust gas regulators, and all sorts of weird non-functioning technologies that they kind of require to be put in place by the manufacturers themselves rather than a third party. Or even like passing the exhaust test doesn't mean your car will pass shuken. In addition to the fact that, you know, it typically costs people...every 2 years some 30万 or something just to pass shaken, like that's ridiculous. And the production of all these new cars and through this is just way more waste and way more,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
yeah.
So there's sort of a balance to be found there.
そうだね。 Yeah. なんか I recently listened to thisepisode about なんかトヨタが GM のなんか工場なんかで協業して、その工場の効率化を図るためにトヨタが GM に研修したみたいな、でなんかその GM の、 あのデトロイトの工場はもう超みんなダラダラして酒飲みながらとかやってたんだって、だから全然もう効率悪いし、でも日本はもうさ、なんていうの、物を拾う時間が何秒とか、何か落としたら、何かで立って何秒とか全部計算して、もう1秒も無駄がないようにやるみたいな、で、まあ、それをなんかアメリカにその技術を提供してあげましたみたいなさ。
Yeah, that's called the just-in-time system that was kind of pioneered or Toyota really changed the game with manufacturing with their just-in-time thing.
It sounded crazy. なんかそのデトロイトだとこうみんなが流れ作業で車に部品を足していくじゃん。で自分のところに来た時に、あ、なんかもう間違ってる、これじゃこのまま売れないと思っても、そのラインを止める権利がないから、その上にぐちゃぐちゃもうみんなつけちゃう、でそれを後でまた壊して
Yeah.
やり直すんだけど、やり直すときにはもうぐちゃぐちゃになってるから、もうさらに新しい部品が必要になったりとかしちゃう、でもトヨタはこう一人一人にそのラインを止める権限があるから、
yeah.
あのまあ、そういうことなくちゃんと要所要所で間違いを正すことができましたみたいな話だったけど、
Toyota's system has been copied by most manufacturers at this point, I think. I actually I was studying business management in college, and I went through the whole Toyota factory and got to see everything and how they do all that stuff. It's really impressive. They have a Kanban system where to manage inventory. It's a lot of what they're doing is they don't want to have unnecessary inventory.
Right.
That's what the just-in-time concept is really about. But... at this stage, I think it's going to be revolutionized again by Elon Musk's manufacturing approach, I think, is superior to that, Toyota's.
Why? なんかさ、日本ってさ、こう、枠組みさえ決めちゃえばすごい力を発揮するじゃん。てかこう、効率よくとか言ったらさ、もうその効率を求めてさ、そこまで。だから世界の工場にお手本にされるようなぐらいにまでできるわけじゃん、細かく考えて、だからなんかそれを利用してさ、こうなんか環境にいいみたいな、 とかもさ、うん、枠組みさえ決めちゃえばなんか世界に先駆けてすごいやつを考えれる気がするんだけど、どうかね。
うん、
なんかゴールさえ決めちゃえばさ、すごいでなんかクリエイティブになるじゃん。
いや。
何ため息。
In this particular case, it's interesting to think about what Volkswagen is going to do about this. You know, they said they set aside some 6.5 billion euros to address this. But how? You know, there's only two real options I can think of. One is to reprogram the cars to run in test mode. So the cars would have to sort of run in this mode where similar to the mode that they're being tested in order to pass.
でもさ、それどういうことなの? So it can do it. It can run. Like このテストの間だけは減らせるわけじゃん。それで常に走るっていうこともできるの、やろうと思えば。でも if they can do that, they would have done that, right?
Oh, they can do that, but customers would be very, very unhappy with that. It's going to affect a lot of things about the vehicle.
Like
what? From the mileage to the performance and maybe some other aspects as well.
Okay.
But definitely those two. The fact that under normal usage it's emitting 40 times the limit, you know, shows that there's a big difference between its normal operation and the test mode operation. You know, so whether that's really going to be an option, I don't know. They would have to figure that out with some engineers.
Right.
The other option is catalytic reduction of these gases using urea, which is a chemical that's typically found in urine.
Okay.
But you would have to actually install, I believe you'd have to install tanks of a tank of this stuff, of urea.
Okay.
And I don't really know much about diesel, but I believe there's a way to use this chemical in some catalytic reduction process to eliminate these emissions by probably, you know, 70-80% or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you'd have to install a tank, which there isn't room for because the car wasn't designed for
right,
that.
Right.
And the driver of the car would have to put that stuff in the tank all the time.
Right.
You know, so that's not really practical either.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they can find a better solution by re-engineering something, but they're in a pickle for sure.
そうだね。So they're not doing the recall.
Well, they are doing the recall for sure. And there may even be a basis, like usually when there's a recall, some 40% of the people don't take the car in.
Right.
Because they're lazy or they don't care or whatever.
Or they don't know.
I think in this particular case, a lot of people aren't going to want to take their car in because they don't care, you know?
まあね、危険とかってわけじゃないもんね。そのなんかさ、タイヤが外れるとか。
Well, more than that, I think it'll be, if you take your car in, we're going to mess it up. Right, we're going to reduce the performance and we're going to reduce the mileage and we're going to do all this stuff in order to make it meet the regulations. That's what the recall,
right.
The consequence of the recall would be. But typically there isn't a precedent for forcing people to take their car in. But in this particular case, these cars are emitting way above the legal limit.
そうだね。
So there may actually be some basis for them to actually force people to bring their cars in, which is really going to piss these people off.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I think people are going to be pretty upset with Volkswagen over this whole thing. Like owners of Volkswagen vehicles.
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean,
they're going to be pretty upset, not just by this news, and obviously this affects the resale value of their vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, it's a disaster.
So だね.
Yeah, I don't think that the 6.5 billion euros is enough.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Well, that's just for Katie, right?
Katie
John のあれでしょ?
I don't know. I don't know. Even then, I don't think it's enough. 次. In a recent paper titled The Asymmetrical Relationship Parallels Between Prostitution and the Development of Sex Robots, a robotics ethicist at De Montfort University in England argues that having sexual intercourse with a robot is unethical. In the paper, she states the following, I propose that extending relations of prostitution into machines is neither ethical nor is it safe. If anything, the development of sex robots will further reinforce relations of power that do not recognize both parties as human subjects. She has since launched a campaign with the hashtag Campaign Against Sex Robots. While sex dolls are already on the market, sex toy manufacturers like True Companion are planning the implementation of AI and advanced robotics in these products as well, with plans to release their first sex robot, Roxy, later this year.
イギリスデモンフォート大学のロボット工学倫理学者がロボットと人間がセックスをするのは倫理に反しているという論文を発表しました。以下論文からの引用です。売春行為を人間相手だけでなく機械にまで広げるのは倫理に反している上安全とも言えません。むしろセックスロボットの開発によってお互いを人間扱いしないという売春行為の力関係がさらに強化されることになります。同教授は Campaign Against Sex Robots というハッシュタグを作り、セックスロボットに反対するキャンペーンを展開しています。トゥルーコンパニオン社をはじめとするアダルトグッズの制作会社は、これまでのセックスドールに人工知能や最新のロボット工学を搭載する計画を立てており、年末には初の製品となる Roxy を発表する予定です。 Interesting、
yep.Sex robots.
なんかさ、どういう感じなんだろうね。だから Siri みたいなことでしょ。こう喋るわけでしょ。でちょっと名前覚えたりとかさ。
But there would also be a mechanical moving body.
Right.
Because right now the dolls don't move. They、
yeah.
just, you know, it's just an object.
Yeah.
Some of like the latest dolls, I think they have like joints, like their legs move around, and、they're you can like put their arms in a particular position.
Right. Okay.
But they're trying to, you know, implement some actual robotics into these things.
それこそ不気味の谷現象みたいにならないのかな。なんかまだ動いてなくて喋ってなければまあ人形じゃん。でも会話できるとなるとより本物の人間との差が目についちゃってすごいなんかクリーピーになりそう。 Like do you know what I mean? Like would,、how do you get horny with this speaking?
Oh well, people are getting horny with nothing.
Yeah,
know,
but like sex doll とかだったらまださ it's just an object, you know、
yeah.
it's a doll and you have to use your imagination
Yeah.
But then you might need less imagination with AI, maybe.
For sure.
And that's, I don't know.
But there's a progression, you know, from Dakimakura to those pocket pussy things, the
right,
fleshlight thing,
Tenga,
to sex doll, to... sex doll that moves to、
yeah.
like sex robot with AI、
yeah.
that interacts with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like eyeball that can have sex, I guess.
I guess.
Because if they can make eyeball, then they can make a sex robot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. まあそうね。
And people will pay...
Yeah.
More money for a sex robot than Aibo.
Yeah. まあでも倫理に反してる。 でもどっからってことになるよね。だから人工知能が入ると急に倫理に反してるっていう主張っていうこと。
Well, there are people...
So she thinks Tenga is okay.
I don't know, but there are definitely people that are opposed to Tenga and opposed to like those sorts of sex products as well. Like,
もうあるからね、しょうがないといえばしょうがないよね。 It's like if you're against it, then don't use it type of. Because I mean, I'm sure like なんかポーンとかも最近言われてるじゃん。そのポーンを見すぎることによってそのリワードシステム、脳のリワードシステムがちょっとおかしくなっちゃう。から実際のセックスをそこまで楽しめなくなっちゃうとか、なんかこう人間ってどんどん見慣れていっちゃうから、どんどん過激なもの、どんどん過激なものを見ないと興奮できなくなっちゃうとか、だからそうするとやっぱり実際のリアルライフのセックスがあんまり満足いくものではなくなっちゃうから、あんまりポーンの見すぎは良くないとかさ、まああるじゃん。
Yeah.
でもそれってなんかその自分で気づかなくちゃいけないことっていうかさ、その法律で規制したりとかっていうようなことじゃないじゃん。
Yeah, but this woman's argument is very different from that. You know, she's suggesting that it's this, the problem is that neither party is being recognized as a human, you know.
Yeah, but
it's this. So she's drawing this analogy with prostitution. So with prostitution, the prostitute is dehumanized. You know, I'm going to give you money,
right.
We're going to have sex. And the person that's paying the money is also dehumanized by the prostitute.
Right.
So the idea is that that sort of cycle is really unhealthy for that person that's participating in it.
Right, but isn't it kind of like the same thing? Like, if you think that's bad for you, then yeah, you probably shouldn't do it. But it's not like, I mean, it's up to, like, maybe there are people who are fine not being treated as a human, and, you know, they'd rather fuck a sex robot, and that's like, that should be okay, no?
Yeah, well, I don't think she's wrong about what she's saying. But I don't think that there's any place in policy for what she's saying.
そうだよね。Right? なんか言ってることは分かるけど、そうだから法律とかってなるとちょっともう個人の自由みたいな感じで。
Yeah, but I don't know if she's really. I don't think she's campaigning for a law change or any policy in particular. But maybe I think she's trying to encourage people to debate this, to discuss this, to think about, you know, what are the consequences of this?
Right,
you know,
right.
Where are we going? Because people are working on these sex robots right now, and people have already, you know, pre-ordered thousands of these sex robots.
そうだね。なんかあの、そう、最近そのポーンもそうだけど、やっぱその暴力的なゲームとか、その一時期さ、暴力的なゲームがですごくね、自分も誰かを刺したりするとかさ、でそれに、そのトレンドがあって、でその後にまた、いやそんなことないみたいなさあったけど、その最近の研究とか見てると、やっぱりそのもちろん暴力的なゲームやったからって自分が暴力的になるっていうことではないけれども、そのネガティブな状況とかさ、その人の死とかっていうのに常にさらされていることが必ずしも健康にいいというか、ヘルシーとは言い難いみたいなとかもあるじゃん。だから、
Yeah, I think that's a good point. There's, what is the relationship between what you do in a virtual world or with, you know, a sex doll and how that, what is the relationship between that and actually doing those things?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of silly to think like, oh, you can shoot people dead in video games, but you can't have sex with a robot.
Yeah.
Do you think she would be opposed to sex in virtual reality? Because isn't that sort of a similar... I mean, that's just the AI and the body is just digital, but it's sort of the same thing, right?
But if she's just against prostitution, then maybe her point is somewhere else.
Would sex robots actually help reduce prostitution?
I don't know. Like, that's what I thought. Like, I was like, So if you're against prostitution, like if you're, you know, worried about these girls and stuff, like not being treated as humans, then isn't it better if robots take that role? And they're not humans anyway, so it's fine if we don't treat them as humans.
How hot are sex robots going to be in like 50 years?
Oh, God, right?
They're going to be so hot.
Because, I mean, already right? in Thailand, if you see lady boys, like with the technology, they're hotter than real girls.
I disagree with that.
Like, seriously, like, in some cases, they really are. Because, you know, they're perfect. They're made into something hot. So, you know, of course, they have better features sometimes. So, I don't know. Sex robot. でもなんか今セックスドール自体もさ、その周りに持ってる人いないし、まあ いるかもしれないけど言ってないじゃん。そんな。
I'm sure some there's like so, there's probably a bunch of guys, some you know anime nerds or something that have done something. Like robotics are huge here. I'm surprised that Japan isn't coming out with the top.
でもほらあのオリエント工業のさセックスドールとかってもう何世界でも。本当にトップのクオリティというかさ、何本物みたいに見える。だからあれが部屋に座ってたらちょっと怖い。
I saw an advertisement for something recently where the model in the advertisement was one of these dolls.
That
one of I don't know if it was a sex doll. I think it was. Okay. But that was like the model in the advertisement, and the advertisement wasn't for the doll.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was.
あとなんかマツコデラックスもさなんかマツコの人形があるよね。なんかアンドロイドバージョン。
Oh, yeah.
まあ、あれは AI ではないけどなんか本当に本人にそっくりのロボットみたいな。で、まあ、違う人が声やってて。
Well, the AI can be implemented later, somewhat easily.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. そうだね。Yes. So weird.
So maybe the prostitution industry will just be replaced by super hot robots. Maybe that will be a
real
solution.
Yeah, I feel like that's good. I mean, if you think about human trafficking issues and everything, then, you know, if they're robots, then it's fine.
Now, having sex with people is a lot of work, and there's a lot of strings attached. It's a lot of stuff going on.
So much risk, too. I mean, like STD and pregnancy and, you know...
Yeah, STD, pregnancy, you know, people, you know,
and
getting hurt.
And psychological problems,
yeah.
You know, whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, if we can replace prostitutes with robots, then isn't that, like, ideal? I don't
but
know.
But prostitutes kind of replace that, you know what I mean? In some sense.
あ、逆にね。
Right?
right. Yeah. But I mean, like, if some So these human traffickers would kidnap women anyway, because maybe they can sell them more expensive than the robots. Like, we have real girls.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like people are going to prefer the robots in a lot of cases, just to get around the whole, like, moral... Dilemma.
でもさなんかやっぱそういう風俗店とかがあることによって犯罪の抑止力があるみたいな言うじゃんたまに、mm. その本当の女性を相手にで優しくしてもらってさ、まあ、そこでは一瞬ちょっとお金の関係があることを忘れてなんかこう疑似恋愛じゃないけど、mm. によってこう女性に対する怒りだったり鬱憤がちょっと晴れるみたいなさ、
mm.
だからそれがロボットだとちょっと果たせないよね。
Do you think this is there going to be any is it going to be satisfying to have sex with a robot? You've seen the movie Her, yeah?
No.
Oh, you haven't. So it's like this that
well, I've heard about it.
Yeah, Joaquin, how do you say his name?
Joaquin
Phoenix?
Right.
Mr. Phoenix falls in love with this computer AI.
Okay.
And that seems to be a really fulfilling relationship for him.
Yeah. I heard that it makes you feel like it's kind of okay to fall in love with AI.
Yeah, I had someone tell me that they were convinced of that.
Hmm.
Which seemed bizarre.
Were you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It's a trick, you know.
I think Lars and the Real Girl was kind of like that. It's about this slightly chubby Ryan Gosling with antisocial, you know, whatever. And he brings this sex doll to his inaka, like, home and introduces her as his girlfriend. And
you make it sound like he lives in Japan.
But, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of heartwarming at first, you know, like, yeah, he can't talk to real girls, so why not? Like, it's not a bad thing. Like, no one's getting hurt.
Would you have a problem? Like, do you think people will have a problem if the person they're dating has a sex robot too?
Yeah, I would. I probably would.
You would?
I guess so. I mean, yeah.
All you have to do is fuck that robot. You throw that shit off the balcony.
Yeah. Yeah, and he'll be like, "What have you done to Jessica?" And we
Why
break up. Like, I don't know.
Jessica.
I don't know. Like, you have to name her, right? But どうだろうね。でも自分の家にあるのはちょっと嫌だね、やっぱり。とかさ、like, I don't want to walk in on them. Like,
but what if you never walk in on them, but, you know, you open the closet to get the soljiki and it's there?
No.
Charging.
No. No. That's so fucking creepy. Or maybe we can have threesome. I don't know. No, it's creepy. No. No. しかも高いじゃん。It's like, you have to pay so much money to... This, it's like a... super upgraded version of masturbation, right? Like, expensive version.
I wonder. It's weird how people are attracted to things. And how easily we're fooled.
Yeah, you know, sold on
so easily fooled.
Sold
even like fake breasts.
Yeah.
Like, completely fool people.
Yeah.
Sold on. You know, you need like...
そうだね。だって、fake、あの、偽物のおっぱいってシリコンじゃん。
Yeah.
だからシリコンに興奮してるわけじゃん、要は皮膚の下にあるシリコン。
Even if you know it's fake.
そうそう。だからさ、それとじゃあシリコンでできてる人形のおっぱいを見て興奮するのと、なんかそこまでそれが変化って言われると、まあそうでもないよね。正直。だからそれぐらいなん。
I mean, you could take a real girl and just replace bits.Little by little, until she's totally silicone.
Yeah.
And it still works.
I guess.
I mean,
and, like,
people
she'll
are putting...
talk to you, right? If she has AI, like, she'll be nice to you and she'll remember your name and you can actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
And she'll make noises during sex. And
I don't know. Things are getting kind of weird. I saw a VR video for the Sony... version of Oculus Rift. What was that thing called? Sony Morpheus?
Okay.
Maybe?
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And they have a video of where, like, in the VR, you're in, like, some Josh Kose's room, and she's, like, standing by her desk.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've heard about it. The creepy game, right? Like, it's not like you do anything, but you just observe this girl, like, high school girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like so creepy.
It's creepy,
criminal.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that? でもそれをさ、作るっていうところが面白いよね。なんか only in Japan って感じじゃない。
Oh, everyone's gonna be making these.
It's like
I got kind of weirded out by that thing. I wasn't even using VR.
Right.
It was just like it was like this thing. I think they have it on YouTube.I think maybe you cross your eyes or something and then it works.
So this girl has no idea you're watching her, right?
I don't remember.
It's not like you interact with this girl.
I think you do.
Oh, you
in
do?
In some like really small way.
Oh, okay.
Like really limited way.
Huh.
Do you know the game? It was like Mr. Mosquito or something.
Oh, yeah. 自分が蚊のやつでしょ?
Yeah. And...It was on, like, PlayStation 1, I think.
I guess. I don't remember.
I think it was. And so you're, like, a mosquito, And there's like, there's levels in this game where you fly into the shower area and try to like land on this girl.
Yeah.
When they come out with Mr. Mosquito on VR, it's going to be a huge hit.
So weird. So strange. なんかさ、何でもできるわけじゃん。こういうなんかバーチャル世界で。何でもいいよって言った時にさ、人間が何を選ぶかっていうの本当に面白いよね。
Yeah, that's the craziest thing about VR.
AI とかもそうだけどさ、この技術を使って何ができるかって言った時にさ、もうだってこれ年末に出るんでしょ、この Roxy。
Yeah.
I wonder what Roxy looks like.
It costs 70万 for Roxy. It's not that expensive.
まあでもそんなもんなんだって感じだね。これでもその超素朴な疑問なんだけどさ、 AI とか入ってるとこう機械が入ってるわけじゃん中に。そうするとさ洗えないのかな、一緒にお風呂とか入ったら壊れそうだよね。でも
細かい
だって洗えないと困らない。困るでしょ。
Maybe use like the what do you call it,
wipes,
oshibori or something. You have to use oshibori to clean your sex robot.
Roxy.
Yeah, comes with.
ちょっと素朴な疑問だった。
That's actually where they get most of their money. You have to keep ordering more oshibori.
専用oshibori. Yeah. Which is super expensive.
Or like
1枚500円.
Yeah.
Oh, so strange.
Yeah. Some strange stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And this is like, yeah, this is this year. So you really think about like what's coming out in like 5 years,
そうだね。
10 years. It's gonna get.
そうだよね。
I mean, things
早
い
よ、やっぱ。
Things are already super weird right now.
Yeah.
But we just, you know, it's like the, it's the frogs in the boiling pot. The temperature goes up so gradually that you don't notice how weird things have gotten. Right?
Yeah, なんか昨日変なテレビでさ、なんか変なコンスピラシーの話ばっかりやってるみたいな。 And I was like, まあ半分聞いてて半分見てないみたいな。 で、なんか they were kind of asking Siri a bunch of questions, and then they have certain questions which like Siri would say something really weird, like なんか she's like implying something but then she won't give you an answer.A certain like conspiracy
on TV
question. Yeah, like, was it? I don't. Maybe it was like about Freemason or something. I don't really know. But, なんかね、すっごい creepy なこと言うの、Siri が。
それわざとじゃない。
I don't know. I don't know if they're like trolling, or I mean, Apple is trolling everyone, or like, I don't know. It was kind of.Creepy already. Like I kind of got chills. Like, oh wow, like Siri can be this creepy.
I think people.
And it's in our. She's in our phone.
Don't people get like annoyed when we say her name? Because then their phone like does the. Thing.
でもさ、なんかさ、Hey Siri ってさ、充電してないとならないんでしょ？
まあ。You have.
I mean, I've never used it. I never talked to Siri. なんか全然 Siri の Siri 使いこなせてないというか、全然使ってない。
Have you ever seen people using it though? Like practically?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Who's using Siri?
わかんない。あの CM? CM 見るとね、超みんながさ、スムーズに、まあ Google もそうだけど。人工知能と会話してるけど、
It's not that good. ちょっとがっかり。Siri, I had really high expectations when it first came out.
Oh yeah?
I was like, oh, this is like the, you know, AI that will like be able to do stuff for you, like while you're driving.
てかね、まず日本に住んでる時点で、あの、call 誰々っていう時の名前をまず分かってくれないじゃん。
It calls someone else.
Yeah, そうそうそう。
困るよね。
そう、マイコーとかね、あの、Western の名前の場合はいいけど。
Oh,
and like,
mine's the my phone is in Japanese, so
it's
I have
the opposite.
Opposite problem.
Yeah,
but sometimes I forget that my phone's in Japanese.
So
sometimes I use Siri for like the weather, because the weather app I can't find it.
Actually, yeah, I do that too. Like, is it raining right now? とかは言う。でも、
yeah, I just say like thank you, like, because I don't know.
でもなんか Siri が使ってるさ天気予報のさあの何 Apple あの iPhone の天気のやつあれなんかいつも外れるから、なんか Siri にあんまり聞きたくないなんかあんまり信じてない、so、I don't know まあでもそれもどうなるか分かんないよね Siri も今後でもてかこれぐらいにとどめてほしいんだけど、
Why?
もっとすごくなってくるともうなんかクリーピーじゃん、like、何でもすぐ分かってくれるみたいなさ
You know what I was thinking recently? Like, I wonder where this phone thing is going. And I've been wondering what the word is. Like, what do you call people who are on their phone, like, excessively?
I was thinking... Cyborg?
No, because that means something else. What about, like, phone head? You're being a phone head. Or you're being a phone junkie or something. Because... It's
no, I mean, there
the
is
point,
a word,
like,
phone addiction, right?
Yeah.
So phone addict?
Yeah. I don't know,
or
so
cyborg.
Literal. But it's just like, I was at a concert recently, and I was just like kind of shocked like how many people are just like...
Checking their phones?
It's just phones all the time. Like smartphones all the time. Like people in social situations will have their... do something on their phone.
Yeah.
Like I know people that are like this. Like they have such a problem where they'll be in some so you know what would otherwise be a social situation and they're on their phone like just they're not even like people aren't even like doing anything it's just like check my phone
right
Facebook you know
so 最近あの私だから Facebook と Twitter のアプリを携帯から消したんだけど that was the best thing I ever did seriously It made my life so much easier, and I don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
But you can't just use those less. それはない。
ない、なんかね、なんか時間見ようかなとか思ったりとか、とかなんかちょっと暇、とかテレビつけてもあつまんないなと思ったらすぐ携帯見たりとか。
まあ、つまんないし。
そうなんかねやめられないだからそうすると結局自分の携帯に入ってるアプリを開くことになるじゃんまず、で I feel like oh I gotta check my Twitter and Facebook first and then I do that so many times a day which
really?
Makes me sick of it
why do you think you are got like that なんで
it just
いつから
わかんないいつからだろうねなんかこれを問題だと認識し始めてイライラするようになったのが最近なのかそれとも最近余計悪くなってきたのか自分でも分かんない、昔もやってたんだろうけどね もしかしたらただ問題だと認識してなかっただけかもしれない
Like how long Like since high school Since like
Not in high
school Or it's like more recently
Definitely since iPhone For sure Because before I mean there'sNot much you could do with your phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it got worse. And then I don't work in the office anymore.
Yeah.
So I can check my phone all day if I wanted to.
But why do you?
Because, I don't know. なんかインプットが欲しくなっちゃうんじゃない? Just like, I want information. Like, I'm not getting anything, みたいな。このなんかアイドル状態。
But if you like tell yourself, I mean, if you recognize the issue and you're like, all right, I need to stop doing this so often.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can delete the apps, but really what you want to do is have the apps and just not open them all the time. That's ideal.
But
right?
Yeah. But I think, I mean, people call it addiction, right? So it's not like you're an alcoholic and you, first of all, you don't want alcohol in your fridge.You know, of course, ideally, you don't drink it even if it's in the fridge. But, you know, if you're actually addicted, then that's not really practical. So, it's kind of bad. And, like, I look at certain, it's like, I don't know. Like,
when you're on, like, a date or something or you go somewhere, do you find yourself doing it then, too?
No. So, だから秋田行ってたから、その時は全然ほとんど見てない。それはそれで平気なんだよね。そう。いや、だから、ソーシャルシチュエーションは私も見なくても平気。全然。 で逆にあすっきりしたって思うんだけど、一人の時、
うん、
なんかずっとめ寂しいのかな、なんだろうね。
It's weird. I don't know if I don't feel like I have that issue. I don't know、
That's、
if、
great.
I do.
That's great.
But I'm super aware of other people to the point where it's like other people's issues are like becoming my issue now. You know what I mean?
うん、まあ確かになんかそのさすごい大自然とかにいる時とかさ、なんかもったいないような時にずっと iPhone やってる人とかいるともったいないなと思うけど、But mine、mm. mine is a bit different. なんかだからたまに楽楽本とかにしようかなとか思っちゃう。
Yeah.
なんか、mm. おじいちゃんおばあちゃん用みたいな、なんか通話とメールしかできないとか。
I see people going nuts on the train lately. Like all kinds of people going nuts on the train lately with these. I mean, we've talked about this before, but like the line pop thing, those things have like reached a new level.
Yeah.
Because like with the recent games, you got to do weird stuff like shake the phone really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So I like saw this. I was on the train like it was like last week, and this super attractive girl like comes on the train, like sits across from me,
okay,
and then she immediately gets the phone out and starts doing this crazy game where she's like shaking. I'm like oh, this is gross. I just wanted to like
せっかくの attractiveness がもったいないよね。
But yeah, I don't know, yeah, it is unattractive, isn't it?
It's definitely not attractive. You know, like, it's not like, oh my god, that's so hot. Like, look how he plays, you know, Line Pop. Look how he crushes those candies. Like, that's, yeah, that doesn't, it's not a turn on for sure. But, yeah, なんか、だから自分の生活にさ、こう食い込んできてるもんね。So naturally.
What else is like that? iPhone, you guys.
Nothing. Yeah, because like if you get on the train, like everyone's looking at their iPhone, like looking down at the screen. So I don't do that anymore. I listen to stuff. And YouTube is good if you want to listen to something, or because you can't do anything else.
Yeah, well, YouTube can become problematic too, I think. You know, cat video, marathon.
But at least that's not going to stress you out. So that's better. Facebook stresses me out. It's like, I'm looking at it voluntarily, but then I don't care about anything that's on it. And that stresses me out. I know it's so stupid, but it's like...
Can someone fix this? Can someone make, like, a replacement for Facebook that doesn't do this to you? Do you know what I mean? Is there some way to have, like, a social platform that doesn't make people antisocial?
So maybe something like LinkedIn, just like, you know, like, 別になんかそんな daily updates はないけど、like, people are connected みたいな。
I feel like LinkedIn...
Like, no one checks LinkedIn every day.
No one uses LinkedIn in the first place. Facebook があるからね。
まあ、it's different, though. なんかね、Facebook 大体同じ人がアップしてるじゃん。You know, it's always the same people. Like, out of your 500 friends, it's like same fracture.
How are you using Facebook?
How?
Like, yeah. Is there any utility, like, you're...
Ah, like, Messenger 的な使い方と, and I just see people's updates. Like, oh, so-and-so just gave birth, or, you know. But then I realized that it's always the same people that I don't care about. So I just keep getting news from all these people that I don't care about, and yet I check it every day.
It's so weird to me,
right? That's why I deleted the app, and thank god.
What is going on?
I did it.
What is going on?
I don't know. なんかルーティンっていうか habit になっちゃうんだよね多分。
Is there any way back? Is it too late? Are we all, the millennial generation is just screwed. Like, we're all gonna, you know, get deeper into our you know, selfie stick, Facebook, Candy Crush. You know what I mean? Like, is this where we're going with all this? Is that the future?
わかんない。
でもなんか、Sex robots?
You kind of forget to live in the moment, I feel like, when you're checking your phone too much.
Yeah.
So. Oh, well. まあ、これも iPhone で聞いてる人多いと思うけどね。
Yeah.
Listening to something is good.
It's educational.
あの目を使わないからさ、目が休まる。で、私もラジオすごいよく聞いてるもん。なんか目がかすんできちゃうもん、ずっとスクリーン見てるからさ。So stupid. Like, why would I do that to myself? Okay. お話終わり。
Yep.
なんだっけ、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるので。今この話したばっかりだけど、あの見たい人は見てね。あと文字起こしのテキスト、iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますので、月額240円。
はい。
激安なので試してみてください。
安いです。
あと Amazon でトレーナー、宇宙トレーナーとファービンクス T シャツ好評発売中ですので、そちらもぜひ。あと、いうことだったっけ、 あとはマミのお悩みシェア、ポプラ社のそれも今日かな出たので読んでみてください、mm. 終わりですか。
Oh, I went scuba diving.
Oh, cool. Where?
どこだっけ。 It's in Izu.
Oh, okay. Izu?
On the 西の方。
Izu ってさ、あの食べれる魚いっぱいいない、スキューバ行くと。なんか石台だっけ、なんか何台みたいなさ、食べれそうみたいな。
Everything I saw was like not edible.
Oh really?
Can you eat なんだっけ、ライオンフィッシュ、ライオンフィッシュ、
I don't know
what's the name in Japanese, the spiky like yellow and white and yellow and black.
Okay.
I saw Echizen tooThe jellyfish.
Right. Oh, cool. いいね。冷たかった水。
Oh, super cold.
だよね。
I thought I was gonna get sick.
そう、やっぱね、寒い時にスキューバやるとさ、なんかもうさ、もう上がりたくなんない。It's so cold. I can't focus on the fish. Like, もう I don't care anymore. Let me just out. みたいな。
で、お風呂に入れるやつ。The...You know, you put the, like, they have lavender scent.
Ah, no,
the bubbling. Yeah, the bubbling thing.
Right.
Yeah, you just put that in your wetsuit.
What?
Yeah, and it, like, it warms up the inside of your wetsuit.
Isn't that bad for the ocean?
I don't know. the instructor gave it to me. And it worked, kind of.
Nah. 寒いよ。暖かい時でもよかったね、スクーバー。 Well, we're going to Hawaii next month.
Yeah, I want to do that there too.
Yes.
Yep.
Alright, 終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.